Even the Rabbanan Pshita has to, L'chayra, according to the Rabbanan, if Chavtzi Hefka is not going to Shvisa, the Lazi Babaylan, Chavtzi Nochi is worse. This Tubaylan is Miboya, it's worse. El Aliba Derech Menuri, and the Gemara brings a Braisa. And the Gemara, Ema Derech Menuri, that it could be kind of maybe it's only next to Hefka, maybe the guy is worse. And in the end, the Gemara brings a Braisa, and Zmukimit to bring a Raya that Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, Chavtzi Nochi, Arkan, and Shvisa. What's the brisa? Mashal Lazar Oy Mashal Klim and Anochi Vyamtif Vechen Mashal in Lanochi Klim Air Yamtif. So Sheila is enough to be covered that it's yours. Vechazil of Yamtif. Or Akil of Aitza Shishovs was a Katrum Yisham Apayim and Lachol Ruach. Vinochi, so you see that it's Kunish Visa. It's all Anochi. Okay, so Tois is Medayik in Rashi Allah here. And Tois says that Mashal Lomi Boy Mashal and Bailam. Because the Mishlam Bailim are in Kragli Abailim. This case, besides Chefsvenacher, Kelim Vaitris, Kelim Vaitris Shavs Vesechatron. So Tosis says, what's the case? If it's talking about Hefker, so Yishlam Apayim on Lechot Ruach, okay, that itself Tosis says, you don't know what that means. But Rashi is a Filin Shal Hefker, he's coming to include, even if there is a Bailim, a Filin Namidim Kigoncha Bailim Biacheres, I'm talking about when the Bailim is Biacheres, and the male is not kind of the Tum of the Bailim, it's kind of its own Alpayim. So Tosis seems to say Allah over here. Bottom line is Tosis seems to say Allah over here that if you have kelim that are owned by a bailim and they are more than a paim away from the bailim, they're out of the tum of the bailim. The halacha would be that the kelim get a paim amal l'chol ruach from where they are, and Kiyadua, the Achrayim ask a kasha that's keneged the way the pashtus of the Mishnah in Be'a. The Mishnah Be'a says that you can't bring a kalim Paris of a bailim who's in a different city from a different city because they're stuck in the city where they are. And the way the Achrayim learned up, and that's the way we pass in Shulchan Aruch. Learns up that halacha is like Azizim Mimkaiman, the Rashman Tarzabai says like that. That the halacha is that Kalim that are far away from the Bailim is like Azizim Mimkaiman. So the Chayim ask that should be the halacha. How could Tosis say that the halacha is that they get Alpayim Am Muchal Ruach? Some Chayim already point out that Be'etzim the Kash is not Muchach. If you look in the Chidush HaMi'iri here, Itaka brings from Yerushalayim two Pshatim in the Mishnah. That really, the Mishnah doesn't have to mean that the reason why you can't bring the Kalim to the Bailim is because they have a din like their Chutz L'Tchom and they can't be moved at all. Maybe the halacha is that they can only get Alpayim. But that case was talking about the city was 4,000 away from, the pairs are 4,000 away from the Bailim. So no one else can make an error for them. But it could be that they do get Alpayim. So Akuponim, it's two Pshatim in the Mishnah that deal with this halacha. But there seems to be a Yisoidus de Gemachloikes on this halacha. The Tosfos seems to say that the halacha is that when the Kalim are not with the Tchum of the Bailim, they can get their own Shvisa of Alpayim where they are. And the other Shainim argue, or the other Achrayim for sure argue on that din as the Pashas Lashon Mishnah Be'ez. So what's that tell you? There's also a big shaila in the Achrayim. The Beis Meir is Meir Chanet, the one I know the most. That says the most beferish, some Tav Aleph. The Beis Meir is Meir to declare that Lemaisa, if you hold Chavtzi Nachri or Koyin Shvisa, where are they Koyin Shvisa? Are they Koyin Shvisa by the Bailim, or are they Koyin Shvisa on their own? So the Beis Meir says the pashtus is that the Chavtzi Nachri, if they're kohen shvisa, they're kohen shvisa where they are, not where the Bailim Nachri is. Why? Because Lemaisa we're paskening the Chavtzi Nachri only kohen shvisa according to Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, and therefore it's lots like that they're like garm nechse hefker, something like that. So nechse hefker is kohen where they are, and since they're kohen where they are, so. Since they're kind of where they are, so the Chavtei Nachash also be koina where they are, and he says that's the Pashtus. Why should they be Ningra after the Bailam if the Bailam doesn't have Shvis? Even more so, Akedekach is that some Achronim say the Tosfos Shabbos is Mayrach Pshat in the Ravid and Asagis and others, Bir Halacha, that even the Halacha that we pass in not like Bir Gemira, we pass in like the Rabbanon, and the Chavtei Nachash only also at Gzeira Al Bailam Yisrael, still maybe they're only also where they are, not by the Bailam. If it's Alt Gzeira, it's much more established. You would have thought it goes by the Bailam, because we're trying to treat a Goyish Bailam like a Yiddish Bailam. And if Yisrael owns Kalim, it's by him. But they say that Lamaisis Nichse Goy, and even though it's a Gzeira, but Le Plug, and it's going to be wherever the Goy is, even if he's far away, close. And a few Svaras that they say that it could be that even in La Halacha. But in the Tosfos here is not mashma like that, because the Tosfos says that at the end of the Tosfos, when he says that we're talking about Nichsei Hefker in the Braisa, in the Sefer of the Braisa, Kelim V'Oitzer, we're talking about Nichsei Hefker, and we're saying, and why we're talking about Teich HaTchum. So why are we talking about Teich HaTchum? Because when it's getting Apayim, it means it's getting Apayim as the Tchum of the city. And Tosfos says over there, however, at the end, what about the Reisha? We're talking about the Nichsei Akum. So Tosfos says, V'lekel mefra'achum, V'av agav dekailu ba'di shoyel klimin anochri v'nochri im oimid chutz le'ir. If the Nochri would be in the Tchum, he wouldn't be getting Apayim Amma from the city. It would only be getting from where the Nochri is, Kipshutai. So since the Nochi is Be'ir Aymed, so Mamela, the Kalim are going to get the Shvisa of the city because the Nochi is Be'ir Aymed. If Tosfos just meant that the Kalim are Be'ir, and we're going by the Shvisa of the Kalim, he should have said the Kalim are with the Nochi, or should have been focused on where the Kalim are. Tosfos completely glosses over discussing where the Kalim are. He's not busy with that. Tosfos is only busy with where the owner is, where the guy is. So the mashma pretty clearly from Tosfos, that Tosfos holds that the shvisa of the kalim would go where the goy is. Right. Well, that remains Paris Tamas Shvira, because he's mavur that lahalacha, he's mashma that lahalacha, even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you need gzera. Meaning, it sounds like he's falling off the whole Gemara. Because that sentence, I think, is going on with
Nur. But
it's pretty mavor there that's not Mekar Adin, so it's even more sure. Huh? Okay, I'll copon him, but Yesh La'ayim, what would be the Bir Adavar in that? So, and furthermore, if you go with these achrayim, if you go with the understanding that the reason why Nichse Hefker is Nikkene, according to Rechem and Nuri, is because it's Loigar, then forget the Bailam and it will be Koine, out its own din of Nichse Hefker. So, Lachaira, then the halacha should be that it blives like Nichse Hefker. Maybe you would think that maybe Shabbat like Nichse Hefker, perhaps even in the Gabi the Din that Tosfos Mechadish later in the Amud Rishayim say, but Tosfos for sure Mechadish that if you have Nichse Hefker, which are within the Tchum of a city, they get the Tchum of the city, even if there's no Das of the Anshei Ir Aleihem, because Kalim that are Nichse Hefker are basically Nigra Basa of the city and they get Shvisa with the city. So even without Das Anshei Ir Aleihem, so one could have heard that Nichsei Akum should be like that also. And again, Tosfos Mavur not like that. Tosfos Mavur not like that because he says it goes with the owner, but he's saying even when it goes with the owner, the guy who's in the Tchum of the city also doesn't get the Tchum of the city.
But
what?
It's not Hefker.
No, but I'm saying, according to those Shittas that are saying that the Yisod of the Kinyan Shvisa of the Keli is not with the guy, so it's its own shvisa, its own din that it's getting. So it depends how you learn Basar Kartagar, but if the point is we're being stelling it avek, its own din, so it should be like nechse hefker that it goes with the city. Without das ancheir, no, because you're not using das ancheir on it. So where is it? Where is it? Where, what's the ikar point of it? If it's al das ancheir, yeah, it's not mistavered to say das ancheir and something that belongs to someone else. But if it's basar karta garden, the ikar shvisa of this thing is with the city. So it's, would it could have been mistavered to say like that. Okay, I don't know if it's mukh anyway, but so l'chayra, okay. So to explain these nekudas, there's a lot of svaras and a lot of ways to say the svaras, and there's a lot of, probably everyone has a mahalach going through every, you know, fits with a lot of things. I'm just going to say basic tzedadim, and if we have time to get, you know, break it down, as far as we can break it down, we'll have time. But let's stick with the basic tzedadim to just make it simplify for the beginning. In the etzim idea that the Rabbanon hold nechse hefker is not kind of shvisa, and the Mishnah Beis says, but if it's owned by someone nechse hakelim va'abehemis karagle abaylim, so here yishlachko, what's the etzim chasarn of nechse hefker? What's the main problem? What's the ikar problem? Is the problem that nechse hefker and yashin, for that matter, is that be'etzem a person needs das to be kind of shvisa, and if he doesn't have das in the beginning of Shabbos, he's not considered being shavis bichlal. So kelim or yashin is not considered a bar shvisa at all. Not considered shvisa. So they can't be zoich in a shvisa at all. And I guess then Rabbi Yochanan and Benuri either says you don't need das for shvisa. Shvisa like a mamela de gazach, or. Or you do need it, but you don't need das to be koinet. It's you koinet without das. But
what's your second side?
That, in other words, it's not automatic just because where you are, you're shayvis. You have a sakinyan in the makom, but you can get it without das. That Shvei Rambam that said that by Yoshin, he gets alpaim afa pish lakana shvisa. So I just saw now Reb Leib says that it means this. Lakana, because you're going over Yechon Nuri, you don't need to be kind of shvisa. It's a memela, that's what it means. It's like by itself. Anyway, but the point is that the first sad in the Rabbanon is that klishal hefker is not considered being shvis at all. If there's no das on it, there's no kavana on it, it's not considered being shvis at all. It's missing in the etzem concept of shvisa. By kelim of hefker, or by kelim of hefker, and if you or that's called tzad aleph, it's not actually said at all. It's a much broader problem. Or tzad beis is that be'etzem it could be shayach shvisa on it. It could be shayach that shvisa, I guess, means that it's shayach to be stay in one place and it should be considered where it is for Shabbos. But the chesaron is it doesn't ikuva doesn't have a makom. Nechse Hefker are not considered being in a specific makam. You need das to associate yourself with a makam. Like you find the Nochah Shabbos.
What's the problem with das?
Well, because I'm saying that because you need that because the marsh tells it to Tiyoshin. So both of them have to fit with that. So the chesaron of das is that you're not misyachas to your place, according to this side. Like you find the Nochah's bosses, that if the thing is haphazard on, if a muktzah item is haphazard on a table or whatever table on something, then it's not considered a basis because it's no isyachsus to the place just because it haphazardly happens to be on it.
It's not for the next 100 years. It's not there
until Pesach time, until your spring cleaning, until your spring. Most of the garbage in your house stays in where it is for in the back drawer over there because someone dropped it off 6 months ago and doesn't make it that the drawer is meant to hold this. So, okay, that's whatever. The point is that it doesn't have any relationship to the place. So, since it doesn't have any relationship with the place, so even though technically a kli could be kind of shvisa, but it can't be kind of shvisa in the place because it's not misyachas to the makom, really. So, if you play this out, so what's the mila of that sad base? It's a lesser, it's a more of a narrow chasar. Well, according to this, so what's the mila when there's a bailim? So l'chayra, according to the tzad aleph, so the mila of the bailim is that the whole entire shvisa of the kli is coming through the bailim. is that the Bailim is, it, once something does have a Bailim, then the Bailim can't, there's darkness in this also, but let's call it that the Shvis is coming through the Bailim. That's the whole Shvis is coming through the Bailim. Because once there's a Bailim, so now it could be considered a bar shvisa. There's kavana on it, and memela. There's it's shaykh to becoming a bar shvisa because there's a bailim to it. So the whole shvisa is coming mikoyach the bailim. In the tzad beis, so you don't need the bailim to be kaveya the whole teres shvisa of the kli. The kli betzim has a teres shvisa. The purpose of the bailim, the function of the bailim, is to be misyaches the kli to a makom. So the Bailim knows where it is, and the Bailim wants it to be there. So Memela, either if it's with the Bailim, is going to get a makam where the Bailim is, and it will get the... And Bechol, the idea is that the Bailim can make it that it's not haphazardly on the place, that it has shaykhs to the makam. So it'll be kind of the makam through, because of the... It will become related to a makam through the Bailim. But the whole Teres Shvisa is it's Egin of Teres Shvisa. If you further play out these two tzedadim, or possibly make an afkmin Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri also. What's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's issue? What's his point that he's arguing? And he holds nechse hefker is kain and shvisa. So according to the first tzad, he holds the nechse hefker taka. You're saying that hefker is mufka from shvisa? No, hefker shaykh to shvisa. You don't need a kavan or a das to be considered shavis. So you are shvisa. You are shvisa dick. And everything goes memela. If you go the other tzad, so all he's arguing on is this svara that no, if something's in a place, then it is related to the place that it's in. So memela, it's just that it's easier to misyachas it to the makam. Now, if you play it out further, so what happens when there's a bailim according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? So is the way the Shvisa is chal when there's a Bailim different in Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chacham? So according to Tzad Aleph, so maybe it's very different, maybe, because according to the Rabbanon, the whole entire Shvisa is coming from the Bailim. So it's chal with the Bailim, it's much more called a greater dick idea. It's coming much more through the Bailim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri doesn't need to come on to that. Now, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. Yesh Lion, maybe when there's a Bailim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri agrees to the Chacham, there will be greater dick, but maybe it doesn't have to be. Maybe it could have its egg in Allah. And maybe it's not muchach that he has to come on to that whole entire concept. But according to the other tzad beis, so what's the whole thing? Is that the Bailim give it a makom? It's very mistabi that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that when it takes on the Bailim, the makom of the Bailim, that it's working the same way as the Chacham is working, that it's taking on the makom of the Bailim. So now, the Achronim, let's say the Eben Ezer, comes and he wants to answer the first kash we started with on Tosfos. Says that Tosfos says that when you have a chefetz which is far away from the Bailim, it's kind of shvisa by itself. In fact, the Eben Ezer, the Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah says when you have a chefetz it's far away from the Bailim, it's lo yazuz mimakaymai. So what's pshat? Zok to Eben Ezer. No, that Mishnah that's Leyaz Mekayma is going in the Rabbanon. And the din that Tosfos is talking about is Dafkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So let's be honest what he's saying. L'chayr is very clear what he's saying is, so the Mashnah is Lashon, and this whole Lam just is like that, is that he's going very stark with the Tzad Aleph, the broader problem. See, he always, according to the Chachamim, there's no Shaykhs to Shvisa of an Egin Shvisa on a Kli. He doesn't have that concept. Memela, When there's a Bailim, the whole thing has to be chal with the Bailim. So the whole thing has to be chal with the Bailim. It's going to be chal, the whole tchum of the Bailim. Everything's going to be chal with the Bailim. One thing is going to be chal with the Bailim. If the chavitz is away from the Bailim, the chavitz is going to be called chutz l'tchumoy. Now, according to Birch Menuri, like we said in the first tzad, you could play around. You could say, hey, you're right, when the chavitz has a Bailim, maybe there's a grave of the Bailim, but it doesn't take away the fact that it also has its own halacha. So since the keli could have its own halacha, so here where there's a guy, So, forget, here where the Bailim is going to make it, it's going to ruin the Shvisa of the Kli. The Shvisa of the Kli has its own Tara Shvisa. When you're going to make the Greyer, you're going to make the now, the Chavitz is going to be called Chutz L'Makoymai. I don't want that the Chavitz should be, it doesn't pass that the Shvisa of the Bailim should ruin the Shvisa of the Kli. And the Shvisa of the Kli is going to be now be called Chutz L'Tchuma, it's going to have the Aramas. So it's not a starver like that. So Mamela, that's where Tois is saying the halacha, that even though there's a bailim, the chayfetz is shvisa will be its egen atar shvisa. And it's going to be chal, it's nechse hefker basically. So he's saying, tepuk leil, it's nechse hefker. Now, that's how we learned up Tois. It seems like a very geschmack tzad. Now, l'chayra, according to that also, by nechse goy, that's how it's working. Nichse goy, every chayfetz has nichse hefker to it. On top of you have goy. So very nice that the goy is not going to help. But why should it be megareah the egen and din of the kli? So the egen and din of the kli is when you chal its own teresh shvisa. So the whole teresh shvisa of he didn't speak this out. The whole teresh shvisa of the nichse hefker of the nichse goy is also going to be the nichse hefker dika shvisa.
Is that definitely
tzad? The havamim of the gemara was like that. So the goy nyankov is very much like this tzad also. Of the Evan Oizer. And the Goyen Yankov says, Geshmaka Nafkamina, he says that once you see in the Gemara basically thought that the Goy is Megareah, Lamaskana, the Goy is not Megareah. Lamaskana, we could dan the Chayfetz, that's its own din. And it's not Megareah. And that's why it's going to be coined out in the Nechsei Hefker Shaboy, like the Evan Oizer says, the Nechsei Hefker Shaboy, even when there's a Goy. So he says that's going to play out in Nafkamina and the Rabbanon also. He wants Miyashiv Shit Rashi. Rashi says that Nechsei Akum on the side of the Rabbanon, What's the din of Nechse Akum according to the Rabbanon? So he says, Rashi says it's Karagli Kol Adam. He says, right in the beginning of the Sugya, Rashi says, Ein Kanin Shvisa, Harei Ein Karagli Kol Adam. Ki Yadua Rashi holds Karagli Kol Adam means that you can move it wherever you want. So what should be Karagli Kol Adam? Should be Karagli Memale, if it's Nechse Hefker. So he says, in the Havamim Gemara, we thought the Goy is Megareah. The Maskara Gemara, we said the Goy is not Megareah. It's going to attack it. Even the Rabbanon will be like Karagli Kol Adam. Okay, but that's. But Karagla Mamali. But anyway. I don't know what to say. Even their bun. What?
Could be a
brayer
on the
Goy's Chayfetz. Oh, so. You have a brayer like that. You have a brayer in the Rashba on Mayanus. So you see, it doesn't have to be kind of Shvisa of Lama Freya.
Yeah, brayer was owned by somebody else.
I don't know if you need the Bailus in the brayer. You need what it's aimed right. For. So for aimed for Shimush of a Yid, apparently. So.
How is it aimed when it's owned by somebody else?
Yeah, so he says this, and klapi the shvisa because it won't have shvisa by the guy. So where if it could be tofes a shvisa with the shimush of the yid, then we'll see that was what it had the whole time. Klapi the shvisa. Al kopanim. So now this tzad that we're saying that it's chal everything through the yid. It could be said in many levels. It could be said very right, and it could be said a little less. Oh, and I'm saying that's part of the base mayor also. The base mayor also understood like that. That's why he holds the nechse hefker l'may. In this case, nechse goy l'may says going to be koine according to Biyach Minuri, where the chayfetz is, not where the goy is. Because this whole tzad that we're saying that according to the Rabbanon, it's not nothing schal, and when there's a bailim, it takes over. It's chal through the bailim. We're calling that like a greater. It could be said very vait, but just the way the Goyen Yankov seems to hold is that the halacha is what the kavana of that din is that it's not just that the bailim gives it a makim or it's chal. It's not an egen halacha. The halacha is l'chayra that it's included in the shvisa of the bailim. The shvisa of the bailim, when a bailim is shoivis, so he's meant to be where he is, and all of his chafetzim are part of his shvisa. It's not its own halacha. It's not that we need a bailim for it to now be able to be shoivis on its own. It's not its own shvisa at all. It's shvisa which is part of the bailim's shvisa. That's the greater in the most utmost sense. It's mamish part of the bailim shvisa. So the shvisa of the bailim is chal, and all everything with him is chal. If you're gonna, if just like the bailim can't move, so he can't move his chafetzim out. It's all part of the bailim shvisa. Akhde kachta to goin Yankov clares on Memhei, he clares a halacha that what if the Bailam goes out of the Tchum? They started off Shabbos together. Forget the first. They started off Shabbos together, but the Bailam goes out of the Tchum. Now that the Bailam, the way we're learning, when you go out of your Tchum, you're considered Shlobim Kaimi, you're not a Shavis. See, as it's said, now your Kalim lose the din also. That's the Goin Yankov Suffolk. He boil on. Let's see, clears. Meaning he's understanding Mamish to the point that the Rabbanan hold that there is no Teres Egan and Shvisa, and the Shvisa is with the Bailam Shvisa. When he's Yoytze Chutzat Chum, it's like wherever he is. That's why the Yevasar, that whole idea.
He doesn't.
He's Yoytze Chutzat Chum, unless he comes back Bainus. Yeah, unless he comes back. Yoytze Bainus comes back Bainus. But. No, I'm not talking about anything else. I don't know how to apply his halacha to what he said. This is what he says. Okay. Now that's the highest level grera in this problem. In Tosfos L'chaira, it would seem to say in Tosfos that Tosfos is going that much more like the Tzad Beis, and that the Ikar Chesaron according to Tosfos is in the Makom of the Chayfetz. So Memela, Zok Tosfos, that once there's a Bailim to a Chayfetz, even according to the Rabbanon, so the Evan Oizer answer is that maybe Tosfos is only going to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He's not going in the Chacham. So Tosfos Rosh says not like that. Tosfos Rosh says that it's in the Rabbanon also. But, and I don't know if this, it goes back to your Ha'ar before, but I don't know. I think it would depend on. But Akopanim, I thought I had some other raya in terms of maybe going there about also. But without the terrace of the Ebenezer, it would seem like Tosfos is going more like the other tzad. And Tosfos is saying, and that's like we said, even in the Rabban, the halacha would be like this. And the idea is that even though Nechse Hefka is not quite in Shvisa, but once it's a Bailim, so the Chason was never with the Etzim Shvisa of the Kli. The Chason was that the Kli is not Messiachis to its place. Once it's a Bailim, so it's not Nechse Hefka, it's not haphazard, nothing about the Kli is haphazard anymore. The Kli is considered where it is, Bim Kaimai. So Memela, the halacha is that the Kli could be Koine Shvisa where it is, even if it's far away from the Bailim. Because the Bailim, once it's a Bailim, then it's leichter, and we could always see the Maila of the Kli Alein, and Memela, the Kli could be Koine Shvisa, Shvisa where it is.
The Bailim says know where it is?
It's by definition that a Bailam's thing is you can't move it without his permission. It's meant to be there for whatever reason. So it's considered that it has a place to it. So, and Mestama, that's why Tosfos holds so now when it comes to Chavtzei Hefker, Chavtzei Nachri, so Tosfos holds that the Chavtzei Nachri we're going to kind of where the guy is. So why is it going to be kind of where the guy is? Because since we're not coming to get Shvisa from the Bailim, we're not coming to be Kaveya the Etzim Torah Shvisa from the Bailim, we're coming to be Kaveya, even according to Biyach Benuri, when there's a Bailim, we're coming to be, what's Nikvath through the Bailim is where the Chavitz is being oimed to be used, and where the Chavitz is the Bailim is Kaveya the Shimush of the Chavitz, Kaveya the Makam of the Chavitz, so it could be that it's with the guy, it's also like that. Now you'll tell me, well, Oibazoy, even the Rabban should have it. Then Nechse Hefker should be kind of in the Rabbanon. So you have to add, well, Nechse Hefker should be kind of in the Rabbanon because you have Shvisa on your own, you're just getting the Makom for the Bible. So you have to say that also requires a Hakna of Shvisa in the place. It's not, you're theoretically a Shavis, but Kolzman, you don't have the Makom, you need to be kind of the Makom also. So if the owner is not a Bar Shvisa, so then it's not going to give you that mile just because they want you to be there. They want you to be there, Shvisa Dick. So you have to be Messiah, you have to be kind of the Shvisa even according to this Shita. Because you don't have to be kind of it. You just have to be Messiah is the place. That's what I'm saying. The Etzem Chalais Kinyan Hefker is kind of the Shvisa Be'etzem. And now the it doesn't need that extra Knech. Oh. So That would be geschmack in the Shitas HaToisvus. Now, to bring out another nekuda is that. So now we're saying basically that there's like these two vaitet tzedadim. Basically, it's like Tosis is basically saying that the etzem kinyan shvisas chal by itself, and the rabban not chal yakoinet, but the Torah shvisa of the kli not mechadish that it's a Torah shvisa through the bailim, and another tzad is like this goyin yankov vaitet tzad that everything's chal through the bailim, and that's the greira. We find l'chayra that there's something a little bit in the middle called greira, that the etzem makim of the kli, the etzem makim is going to be chal through the bailim. In other words, the shvis of the kli may be like toisus, but it's not just that the bailim could say where you want it to be. The whole concept that the kli has to have a makom is going to get automatically the makom of the bailim. It's not just plugging in where you are. You have to be with the bailim. You have to be with the makom of the bailim. You couldn't shvis on your own, but you have the makom of the bailim. It's like a different. It's in between a little bit. So let's bring out the point I'm trying to say. There's a gvaldika. The Tosis brings in over here. This piece is really kedai on its own. It's a gishmaka piece, but I'm trying to. That it's really, I'm just saying over from Achronim, but it's very gishmak. Tosis brings in the halacha that from the Braisa on Daf Memhei. It says G'shom Shiyardu Me'erev Yomtev Yeshem Apayim Am Lecha Ruach B'Yomtev Arein Karagli Kol Adam. And on that, the Gemara says that it's a raya that like Rabbi Yechem Menuri. So the Gemara says no. Rabbi Safra said, it's not a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, because even the Chacham could agree to that din, because it's talking about Gesham Shiyardu, it's talking about Gesham Smukhum Le'ir, and Das Anche Ayer Le'im. So there's a chiddush in this Gemara that even according to the Chachamim, you could have Das Anche Ayer could work on these Geshamim. Okay. Now, the Magen Avram Paskins, that the halacha is that the Sfasemis on the Gemara brings the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham paskins that if the rain falls on Shabbos or Yom Tov, then it also, if it falls within the Tchum of the air and it's Das Anche Eir Aleim, it's going to be called the Tchum of the city. Which is very mistaber, because since the Rabbanon hold, it works in the Rabbanon. And since the Rabbanon hold, that even if someone was Hefka at the beginning of Shabbos, you have Ragli Mamale. So here also, you get the Ragli Anche Eir, if it fell on Yom Tov, you get the Ragli Anche Eir. Ragla Anche Ayir works in the Chum. It's like ownership. So if it's like ownership, so you could, whoever takes ownership on something on Shabbos, it works. So Mimela, Ragla Anche Ayir will work on Shabbos also, if it fell on Shabbos. Frik to Bukivegar, it's for Ketz from the Gemara. Because at the point in the Gemara where Safra was made this Ukimta, he made it on the Braisa. And the Braisa says, if it fell, Me'erv Yom Tif, Yeshlam Apayim Am L'cha Ruach. And if it fell on Yom Tif, Harein Kiragli Kolodom. So the Gemara, the Braisa says, not like the Magen Avraham, because the Gemara is mukim it, al tzdas anche ha'ir, and it only works if it fell on Erev Yom Tov, not on Yom Tov.
It's not smukim
the
year, though.
No, that's the whole kimta. The whole kimta is, b'gisham ha'smukim the year, askinim anche ha'oseh yor alem. So it's Rabbi Kvager's kasha, that the Gemara is for ketan Magen Avraham. So we mocked in one thing, is the Tosfos Shabbos says, Tosfos Shabbos asks Akasha on the Rashba. Then we got into it a little bit because the way Tosfos phrased the Gemara's Kasha. The Braisa said, "Kshomim hashiyardu me'erev yontif yeshlam alpayim ama l'chol ruach." Then the Gemara made this okimta of Anshei Eliseir, and Rabbi Safra asked on Rabbi Yosef, "How could you say that it's kshomim that it's das Anshei Eliseir?" Then the Braisa should have said, "Karagli Anshei Eliseir," shouldn't have said alpayim ama l'chol ruach. Rashi says it's a shaila in the lashon. Apayim amal chol ruach really means that's the apayim of the ear, but it would have been more precise to say kragli anche oisai ear. So it's a shaila in the lashon. The Rashi says, I don't know why Rashi says it's a shaila in the lashon. It's much more gishmak to say it's a shaila on the din. Because apay mam l'chol ruach means min mekoymoy. So therefore, ragli anshe yisir does not mean that. The way you're making the brisa of that it's das anshe yisir, it doesn't pass the lashon of apay mam l'chol ruach. Zokt frek the toisvus Shabbos bam kasha. So frek the toisvus Shabbos to taka. What was the havamin of the Gemara? So what was Taka Safra thinking when he was mukim it that way? So Zokta Tosef Shabbos, and this combination of Tosef Shabbos and the Sfasemis, it's an unbelievable Zach. That this Taka two dinim and Anche Oseir could work two ways. It could theoretically work two ways. The Maskana only works one way. But there's two ways that Hefker could be Chal Shvisa on it. There's an Oifen that Anche Oseir, in the Havamin of the Gemara, the din of Anche Oseir was that it was just that the Anche Oseir have das on it, but it's 100% blibing Nichsei Hefker, and there's an oifen that even in the Chachamim there's an oifen of Nichsei Hefker that's chal, that when the Anche Oseir say we have shaychis to that, we want that mayim, but it's not stark enough to be nigger achareim, so memela it's going to be chal that they want it there, but it's going to be chal taka the tchum is going to be a paim amal choruach where the water is. So you find this oifen, Kain, what Taisa says, that you can have a bialim over here, and it's kind of its own shvisa over there. And that's an oifen where there's and that's, you bring out this point that avada, you don't need bialim bachlal. You just need a kavana for the shcheivitz, even in the chachamim. And this is true even in the Rashba. This is what he's saying in the Rashba. So that etzem, the kinyan shvisa is chal. On the etzem, they have a shaykhis to shvisa. They just need to be misyachis the makam, and the das anche yisir is strong enough to do that. That is the egen adin shvisa of that's the egen adin shvisa of the mayim. So even the chsehef can have their egen adin shvisa, they just need a makam, and you can have where the bailim is or the anche yisir, even if they have enough shaykhis to it, could say, I want it to be koine shvisa over there. And that was the havamina of what Anche Yair does. Anche Yair just does that, and that's why Rabbi Yosef held that it's going to taka b'koin apayim amim michol ruach. And this mamish what the Gemara held in the havamina, Rav Safra. Rabbi Yosef came along and said, that's not what the pshat Anche Yair is. The pshat Anche Yair is like the Rebbeinu Peretz says, harim kishalahem. It's like it blibes theirs. It's like a bailus azah. It becomes like there, it's mamish oimid for them. At least the bailus that you need for tchumen. Because the Gemara in Be'ez move over, you don't need mamish bailim. But you need that it's mamish theirs for use. Miyuchid for them specifically, and it's like das, they're protective over it. No one else should come get it. It's technically hefker, but it's mamish only oimid for them. So it's mamish under their jurisdiction completely. It's like a and mimele, it's like a bailus, and mimele it's going to work with the grayer, and it's going to work. It's going to be chal there, the tchum of the bailum. So according to the Shakvatar and the Gemara, kum techois that there's like two oifan, these two things. There's taka two oifanim in the second sad. How this works? It can work with bailus. And when it's bailus, it's going to be mamish nigra in the tchum of the bailum, or it could work that there's a shvisa, and the bailum are going to make it. What's the nafkamina? Zok the svasemis the teretz kivegers kasha. It's unbelievable. Zok the svasemis. If it's going to work the first way, then it's the shvisa of the egen amayim. If the mayim has its egen shvisa, even if they have according to the rabbanon have their egen shvisa, they could. But that din, egen ha-shvisa, that's also, you can't be kind of egen ha-shvisa on Shabbos. So if it fell on Shabbos, avada won't work. And that's why when Rav Safra made his okimta, it was gevaldik, fit like a glove into the brisa. Because it's taka apayim amal l'chol ruach. Why is it apayim amal l'chol? Because it's the mayim's egen ha-din. If it's mayim's egen ha-din, and it fell on Shabbos, you can't be kind of your egen ha-shvisa on Shabbos. Comes the maskana of the Gemara. The maskana of the Gemara is changing that it's chal greira. That's no longer pshat in the brisa. That was Rabbi Yosef's kasha. He said it can't be pshat in the brisa because it should have said apai. It should have said karag the anche yisir. So it's no longer pshat in the brisa. So the maskana zok the magen Avram. The way anche yisir works, it's like a bialus dikadin. Once it becomes bialus, it's a greater. The greater could work on Shabbos also.
Why is there shim in the Gemara?
Where did Rabbi Yosef ask? How did Rabbi Yosef know to ask this kasha?
No. Where is there muach the shim in the lamas of das anche yisir?
No, that's what Shabbos saying, because otherwise, what was Safra's Havamina? How did he answer the question?
Well,
He's doing Yosef asked the question based on a different understanding of the din. Yeah, this is Shasemes basically speaks this out. And Milch Mirusha the Kibirkus Kasha. Some unbelievable Zach. But what do you see? That the Tz Shabbos is saying all this in the Rashba's din. So if you go back, it could be that there's a it could be that comes out that in that basically what we would say is that the Rashba holds al derech zeh, but the Rashba holds that when you own something that like you see over here, that it could have a concept of a bailin putting it on, but when it's owned by a bailin, then it's automatically given nigrach the bailin. That's where the Rashba over here sounds like I almost been dyke in the Rashba that the argues on Taisus, that he holds that if it's out of the term of the bailin, it's going to be by the bailin. It's going to be loyazim makaymer. Unless he's miyachad to the ear. And because that's, according to the Tz Shabbos, Rashba's saying here is that when it's taka owned by the Bayan, it's going to be nigrach of the Bayan. But the Rashba has an oifen that if it can't be chal through the let's say on, if it can't be chal through the ownership of the Bayan, it could be that the Mayim could have its egen shvisa when the Mayim can have, but that has to be chal erev Shabbos. That egen shvisa of the Mayim has to be chal erev Shabbos. But the Rashba could be has such a thing. So if you go through, so you before it could be it fits into the Rashba. I just want to speak out that I was going the whole time, and I think it's very meduic that the Ravid goes much more with the other tzad. Just one diak and then it's late. But the Ravid has over here a diak. I don't want to know what they're meant. The Ravid had a diak. He says, why did it say over here Nichse Hefker? And it's talking about that it's far away from the tchum of the. It's a variety of peers. Shame besoich tchum besoich tchum moish shaloi kamar. Kamash l'davuk of the einan imoy b'makom echad mamish harein keraglof. There's a chiddush that even if he's not right next to it. So if you go that the Ravid understands mamish like the other tzad that it's a greater dekadin. It's chal with the shvis of the bailam. So it's mistaber. Maybe he held that it has to be mamish with the bailam itself. And it's greater dekadin. There's a machlikas Rashba and the Ravid. What happens if a person's walking? The Rashba says that you can't prove from Ayonis Anoivim that if a person's walking, he won't get Shvisa. The Ravid did prove it from there. The Ravid sounds like it's with the Bailam's din. So if the Bailam would be walking, it wouldn't work. So if the Mayonis are walking, it wouldn't work. So Mamela, he held that it's part of the din. The Rashba has a different, it's its own thing. Who says that water, it's not a Raya. It's one thing and nothing to do with the other. As Al-Kuponim, this is some of the stars, okay.